Joining us now, we have the CEO of Carnoustie Sportswear, Mr. Marshall Mencilis. Marshall, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you today.
All right. So I got to ask you, how did Carnoustie Sportswear start? Where did the inspiration for this come from?
Well, I'd been around the game for many, many years. Started playing the game in 1960. And it was the late 80s that I first got the idea. The landscape really changed in golf in the late 80s. Ashworth appeared on the scene and kind of relaxed the silhouette. All of a sudden, we were playing in looser clothing and knit collars, and you might recall a lot of banded knit collars and banded sleeves. Think back to Freddie. And Bobby Jones appeared. Came in the late 80s to offer a very dressy, elegant, high-quality look. Both of those were absent prior to that time. So when those two appeared in the marketplace, I felt a change in the landscape, and I felt that there was an opportunity there. Up to that time, we were all wearing tailored self collars. Pickering is a brand that many of your listeners might remember. Aureus was a big brand. We think back to when Larry Mize chipped in at Augusta in that black and purple shirt. That's kind of what the landscape looked like in those days. But it was changing, and I saw an opportunity to do something. Well, so that's kind of the reason.
And it's been 20 years, and so, you know, and you really push the idea of having elegant style and timeless appeal. Does that mean you still and can't chase the fads, the latest trends? I mean, did you go through a highlighter color version?
No, not at all. Not at all. To me, good fashion is never trendy. And you talk about the trends today. We very much have to be in tune with what's going on today. I'd like to think that Carnoustie through the years has evolved and has remained in tune with what's going on today. Silhouettes are smaller. Colors can be brighter. Certainly fabrication has changed tremendously. We're now very much steeped in performance fabric as an industry. So, but within all of that, my job is to find sophistication. My job is to make sure that I make beautiful, elegant clothing that doesn't look like the mass middle. And so that's what I try to do.
Unfortunately, my silhouette hasn't stayed narrow. So,
yeah, that's true. But you know, that's a skill for me too. I mean, we have to be affected by what's going on, but we always have to keep our customer in mind. Many manufacturers today, we're not one of them, but many of them have two or three different types of fit. It's becoming very complicated. You pick up something and it might say slim fit or trim fit or regular fit or
athletic fit. Yep.
Hugo Boss dress shirts have, I think they have four different fits. Sharp fit, whatever that means. So there are a lot of different things out there, and today the player has to be very, very attuned to that, and certainly has to try product on. And you know, you can get a little silly, you can get a little small, but clearly, what's driving this is our sport's changed very, very much. Today, athletes they're in much better shape, and they want to show that off. And I think that's part of what's going on. Our players today, if they want to be competitive, they're in the gym, all of them. And so that's kind of driven a different silhouette. But in mainstream fashion for men, the silhouette's coming down, has for a while. And we can even see today on the street. I mean, you can always take this to an extreme. Sometimes I look at pants and I say, my goodness, how do they get those over their shoes or over their feet? They're so narrow. So it's all about a sensibility. It's all about kind of reflecting what's going on, but in a meaningful, tasteful way that shows that you're current but not fatty. Again, that's a skill. That's something that I work very hard on.
All right, so other than the silhouette, and, you know, we know back in the day that Freddie had the loose-fitting clothes, and you look back at Tiger and his thing, his clothes and sleeves were, you know, Hal Sutton, I think, used to wear short-sleeve shirts that went down to his wrist. Talk to me about the fabrics. I mean, it seems like, you know, that we're able to wear black shirts and they're not as hot, and we're able to wear white shirts, long sleeve, and the fabrics are so thin, but yet they're nice and warm. Talk to me about the evolution of fabrics over the years.
Well, first of all, cotton's done an awful good job for an awful long time. thousands and thousands of years. So cotton to me is a very legitimate fiber, and we see cotton all over the marketplace in golf and elsewhere. So I offer cotton. We started in cotton, and we still have a significant portion of our business in cotton. But like anything else, you cannot stop technology. And today, we're very, very lucky that there has been a development in some of these yarns that do two or three basic things. They wick moisture. Either they have these inherent properties, or they're treated after they're knitted to wick moisture. They are safer in the sun. And lastly, one of our first problems that we had to overcome as an industry was the odor coming from polyester yarns. And now with antimicrobial finishes, we've been able to fix that. But today, there was a reason why we didn't get into performance, which is the generic name for this category of product, until 2014. I didn't really feel up until then that the fabrics had come to a point where they were worthy, and they just keep getting better. You cannot stop technology, and they're going to get better and better and better. It's just why skiers, if you're a skier today, these big down things that we used to wear in the past are no more, because we have other fibers and other fillers that will keep you warm and insulated. So it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, this technology, and we've embraced it. Today, half of our sales are in performance and half are in cotton. We will never abdicate cotton again. We think it's a beautiful fiber, but on the other hand, we have to embrace some of the new technology out there. And I'll say one last part. In addition to all that, what these new fabrics do is stretch. We never had inherent stretchability in fabrics. Cotton does not have it, but polyester does. And what we've learned is we take polyester and we blend it with just the right amount of Lycra or spandex, and we get this wonderful wearability. So today on the golf course, you'll see, and we can all remember Freddie or Tiger or anybody lifting those sleeves up. They would lift them at the shoulder seam and move them up. It was one of his pre-shot routine moves, where I think today Freddie still does it out of habit, but he's lifting to get that armhole to be less restrictive. And today you don't have to do that, because the fabric stretches. It stretches beautifully. So these narrower armholes and these smaller silhouettes are only possible because we have inherent stretch in the fabric, and we didn't have that before. So that's something that should be noted as well.
Well, we're excited to be on the line with Marshall Mancellus from Carnoustie Sportswear. And one of my questions is, I'm looking through your site, what are the things that particularly golfers are looking for in terms of layering? Is it full zip vests? Is it half zip? Do they want jackets that the sleeves will zip off of? What are you getting from the marketplace that golfers are really looking for?
Well, today, because of the advent of all these great fabrications, as you pointed out, you can have a whole lot less on and be comfortable. There was a day that wasn't always so. So, for sure, golfers, like anybody else, are looking to wear the least and be the most comfortable. So with these fabrics that have more insulating properties, we're able to make the golfer comfortable in a wider range of conditions with less heavy garments. As to the versatility of the garments, a full zip type of thing, whether it be a vest or a jacket, is great, because as we've all played, you know, you put it on the range because it's cold, and by the time you get to the first tee, it's time to zip it off, and it doesn't have to come over your head. And you can put it back on if in three holes, like it did to me Sunday, the sun went away and I had to layer back on. So clearly, full zip things are a very important part of the market. But so are quarter zips. Quarter zips have been around now for quite a while. They're absolutely everywhere in the marketplace, and they have their own utility. What's nice about them is they're deeper now. They're easy on and off the head. The opening is much bigger, so you can throw one off and on. But I'd say those are the two most important silhouettes. Yes, we now see sleeveless rain jackets or removable sleeve jackets. Much is happening in the way of layering, where you almost don't need a jacket like that anymore. If you've got a long sleeve technical piece on as your first layer, and maybe you have a merino vest or even a performance vest over that, and maybe there's a third piece that's long sleeve for the really chilly time, and now you're ready to go. Now you can play in a wide variety of conditions. So I think that's what's fun and what's new. In the old days, we see pictures of Arnold or Jack at the Open Championship, and Jack's got three sweaters on. You can see that in the 70s, he had three cashmere sweaters on. That's how he stayed warm. We don't have to do that anymore. Things have really changed, really, really changed.
So Marshall, if our listeners want to look as good as they, as our show sounds, how do they go out and find this elegant style and timeless appeal?
Well, today, because we hover above the middle of the market, we're not a big box line, as we say. You're not going to find us at club discounter places or across the country. You're going to find us at better golf resorts, because we flourish in better golf resorts, where people come to play and they want a memento, they want the logo, and maybe they want to buy a nice piece of fleece or a nice outerwear piece with a logo. So we do a lot of business in better golf shop, better golf resorts, like a Pebble, Abandon, something like that, but also at better country clubs. And lastly, better high-fee courses, high daily fee courses. One of the best we have in the country is out where I am. It's called Pelican Hill. They're one of my best customers on the West Coast. They're kind of known as the Pebble Beach of Orange County. So, unfortunately, it tends to be at the better doors. As I say, better country clubs, better resorts, better high-end daily fee, and, of course, online. Our online business is really coming on because, we can offer much more variety than any single individual door can, and, B, the convenience that we all experience now with online shopping. So certainly CarnoustieSportswear.com is a great source for our product, as well as some of the other venues that I've spoken to.
All right. Well, Marshall, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward to catching up with you down at the PGA Merchandise Show in January.
Oh, I look forward to that as well. It'd be nice to put a name with a face, and always appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about who we are and what our philosophy is. So thanks very much.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
All righty now. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. That's Marshall Mencilis, the CEO of Carnoustie Sportswear.